I just want to say that the Little Bobby Hutton Memorial Project is alive and kicking, and unfortunately, Rigo 23 couldn't be here today to represent. He did an incredible sculpture down at San Jose State University with two gentlemen from the Olympics who thrust their hands up, and Bobby Hutton Memorial Project is going to be relatively in the same spirit. It's going to be a standing sculpture. And what I brought today on the back table is just a work in progress of Little Bobby Hutton's head in a 3D representation. We're still working on it. We're looking for, it's a major community involvement with Billy and Emery, and we're using photographs. There aren't a lot of photographs of Little Bobby Hutton available. The important thing is to just understand what he really looked like from a three-dimensional view all around his head and his body to really get the right spirit and soul of the young man captured. It's very important. So I just want to say that the work in progress in clay is just that. It's a quick study. It's not a perfect final piece or anything. And it's, I can't tell you how many iterations of his face has changed every time I'm searching for images. They all look different. He looks different from every angle. No two pictures are alike. So the important thing is to just really let his soul speak through this project and determine the moment when he will be completely at peace with what we've done. So thank you very much, and everyone have a look. And it's a work in progress. It's a study. Thanks, bye.
Thank you, Bridget. I also wanted to mention someone who isn't here yet. One of my neighbors, Toby, refinished this Black Panther for me. And I just thought that was a wonderful thing. I just had a chair in my house. I said, let me bring the chair. You know, people might want to take pictures on your little cell phone, you know, and it'll be great. Next, I want to bring up Ronald real quick, and then we're setting out food when we're going to put on a short video, and then we're going to have some entertainment. We got the raffle and the poetry contest for $50. So like I said, only a couple of people signed up, so we don't want to just hand one person, you know, that's not really a contest, but we'll work on it. So next, Ronald, come say your say. Thank you.